Hey, what's up, guys? So I know I always go on tangents on these podcasts. So there's a few different things I talk about in this episode. So clearing your plate and how to get away from that. And then the second thing is just the awesome benefits you get from leading a healthy lifestyle and why it's important to show up for yourself and just remember your why and why you're doing this in the first place. So yeah, that's going to be this episode and I hope you guys enjoy. All right, see ya. Yo, what's going on? Welcome back to the Victory with Vaj podcast. Hope you're doing well. I know it's been a while, but I'm back. All right. And we got episode 69 here, and that is how to get rid of that mindset of having to clear your plate. So clearing your plate, this is something that is so common, right? Like my grandma taught me this, right? And my mom taught me this because she learned it from her. So it makes sense. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to teach this to my kids because here is the deal with clearing your plate. Your body is not a trash can. You're not a garbage can, okay? Just because you have some left on your plate, and if you're full, you don't have to keep eating, okay? And my main goal is helping people lose weight and keep it off, right? But even if your goal isn't weight loss, if your goal is weight maintenance right now, right? Even if it's gaining like muscle, gaining weight, it's still important to recognize your body's hunger signals. And I talk about this all the time, but food, for the most part, is here to help us with hunger. So if you're eating past fullness, so well, you know, what gives? You know, it's like if you're eating past fullness, that means something else needs your attention. That means something else is on your mind. You eating your kids' scraps, leftovers, you eating past fullness, like that's not going to solve anything. It's not going to help anything. And you might be saying, oh, well, I don't want it to go to waste. Well, it's going to go to waste anyway. Like you're eating past fullness. And like I talked about, food, for the most part, we eat food when we're hungry because that's kind of the main thing with hunger is the way you get rid of it is by eating food. I know, right? Stick with me here. And that's why if you're already full, eating past fullness means something in your life needs attention. And that's something that I was brought up on and raised on was clearing your plate. Like that was a thing. And I think that really, really made me struggle as a kid. I struggled with childhood obesity, being overweight as a child. And that sucked. It really does. I don't know if you've ever struggled with that. But I think one of the main reasons was because, you know, my parents were like, yo, you better clean your plate. You know, like that's how we had to do it when we were kids. And I'm like, okay, well, that's how we're doing it. So, you know, I would get seconds and thirds and they would just keep giving me food. And I don't have to go too deep into detail with it. But like ever since a kid, I would eat a lot of food and no one really stopped me from eating more food, which is interesting to me because I thought like most people knew that overeating could cause a lot of issues and it's not healthy to do that. I'm not blaming. It sounds like a kind of therapy session. I'm like childhood trauma. No, but I don't mind sharing this with you guys. I'm not blaming my parents or anything. I'm just saying it's interesting how thinking back on as a child, like that food, I was always food focused. Food was on my mind. Food was something that I thought about often. Yes, as a kid, and it wasn't good. Wasn't good. People would make fun of me for it, and it was a vicious cycle. Like people would make fun of me for eating a lot and being overweight, and then that would make me want to eat more, and then that would make me want to eat more because I felt guilty and sad. So it was a really bad cycle to be stuck in. And the way I got out of that was, number one, just accepting like people are going to be rude, people are going to be a-holes, people are going to be d-bags, and you know, you don't need to, you know, it happens, right? Like don't pay them no mind. They're going to judge you regardless. But the second thing is really understanding like why do I feel so terrible? Like what am I doing? Like what am I doing wrong? Like I was overweight. I was struggling with my sleep. Like I had sleep apnea at a young age. Like all these things were happening and I would blame everything. I'd be like, well, my parents never did this. Well, you know, my grandma did that. It's like, I understand, like, it sucks. Like, growing up as a kid when you're overweight and obese, there's not a whole lot in your control because you don't really know what's best for you. You're a kid. And, like, I give myself slack all the time. Like, I always say this to everyone. The past is in the past. Like, you can't go back and change it. But your mistakes don't make you, you know, you don't, you know, you're not made by your few mistakes in your life. Like, you got to keep showing up. You got to keep improving and learning from it. But like, now that we're adults, like, we have the decisions. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. We know we should be eating mostly nutritious foods. We know this, right? We know we should be minimizing alcohol. We know we should be moving our bodies. We know we should be drinking more water. We know we should be managing our stress and you know, these healthy habits that we always talk about, like I always talk about on my Instagram, I talk about in our coaching program. These are the habits I want you guys to focus on, but you can't do that if you're rushing the process, first of all. Like, these habits that you pick up from as a kid and you learn, right? Like clearing the plate, like we're talking about, eating past fullness. These are all habits that we developed as a kid. And it's going to take a long time to unlearn those habits. Like, for me personally, nowadays, like, I don't eat past fullness very often. It doesn't happen because, number one, I don't like feeling like crap. And number two, I understand, like, there's no point. Like, I want to be real with you. Going on a dedicated fat loss phase and cutting weight, like, it sucks. Like, it's not fun. Like, being in a calorie deficit is not fun. Let's be real. So if I can avoid that by minimizing my overeating episodes by choice, like, I'm going to do that. So it's not worth it for me to just overeat all the time because I don't want to put on unwanted body fat and have to go in a calorie deficit. That's just for me. But like, my perspective is different. Like, I've conquered the overeating. I've nailed it down. Like, yes, sometimes I still overeat, but like, not that much, like, to the point where it's crazy, like, not often enough where it's a concern. So like, I'm chilling on that. But when I was a kid, when I was growing up, I would overeat all the time. I would binge eat all the time. There's a difference. I would definitely binge eat. But like, also, binge eating, if you're struggling with that, like, that is something I struggle with a lot. I struggled, not struggle anymore, struggled with it. Mainly because I was just restricting myself too much, you know? Like, I would try to go on this crazy keto, like, low carb, like, just because it would make me see progress quicker. But then after a couple weeks, I would just, like, in secrecy, like, just eat a bunch of quote unquote, I used to call it bad food. And now I just think that's ridiculous because there's no such thing as good or bad food. Food does not have a moral value, by the way. That's what we talk about over here on the podcast. Food is not good or bad. Food has nutrients or doesn't have a whole lot of nutrients. And I know I oversimplified that, but that's the goal with my page. I want to simplify nutrition. I want people of all ages, you know, all walks of life, like, want people to lead a healthy lifestyle and make it fit their lifestyle. And I want it to benefit their lifestyle. I feel like a lot of people nowadays are in like a camp or a cult of like a certain diet or a certain lifestyle, which is fine if that's what they want to do with their life. But I feel like you don't have to be so hardcore with this to make it fit your life, you know? Like, I think health and fitness are put on this earth to improve our lives. It shouldn't be our entire lives. And this is coming from someone who, you know, posts helpful content every single day. And like, I'm someone who really loves this stuff. And I understand that not everyone is going to have that same passion. And that's fine. You don't need to have that same passion as someone who is a coach or someone who is really passionate about, you know, helping people with this. You don't need that. You want to have more energy. You want to control your eating habits. Like, these are all the things people want. People don't want the six pack and the huge muscles. Like, at least the people I talk to, the people I preach to, my homies, my circle. I know that my followers, like, a lot of people struggle with yo-yo dieting, and that's what we focus on. And look, if you want to get shredded and get a six pack and like do all that, like, you, there's great bodybuilding coaches out there. But I'm talking about controlling your eating habits, getting rid of yo-yo dieting. And I think a big reason why people struggle with yo-yo dieting is because of we're not unlearning this stuff, the poor habits that we learned as a kid. Like, it all comes down to, we're not just born with terrible eating habits. Like, you know, it's something that we're taught, you know. And And I'm not saying, oh, blame your parents, blame your grandparents. They didn't know any better. You know, let's be kind to them. That they didn't purposely just give you terrible eating habits. And but yeah, as a kid growing up, I was frustrated at my parents. I'm like, why does that, you know, why do my friends are all active and healthy and like their parents lead a healthy lifestyle? That kind of frustrated me. My dad, he wasn't the healthiest guy. He passed when he was 12. He smoked like 2 packs a day. He was had diabetes, type 2. But yeah, he was in his 40s. So yeah, he passed when he was like 54, which is crazy. Because my mom, she's a nurse and she leads an active lifestyle. She's on her feet. And she struggles with, she does struggle with yo-yo dieting as well, which is, I mean, I try to, you know, yeah, mom, I'm not putting you on blast. We're working on it. All right. We're working on it. I'm FaceTiming her. They struggle with their health and like, it's tough to understand. As a teenager, I was so upset and I was just like, why am I struggling with my health? And I realized, I'm like, it's in the past. I was a kid. Like, I didn't know any better. But now, as an adult, I have decisions I need to make. Like, no one's going to come knocking on my door to take me to go work out. No one's going to go knock on my door and say, hey, Vaj, go to the store and get some chicken ready for the week. No one's doing that for me. And no one's going to do that for you either. Like, this is something you're going to need to prioritize. If it's a priority to you, but also like it shouldn't take up your entire life, right? This stuff should be benefiting your life. Like, you're not going to get to your goals if you try to rush the process. And your goals, you know, if they're very important to you, you got to think about it. Like, why are you doing all this? Like, maybe even ask yourself right now, even pause and just be like, yo, why am I doing all this, right? Is it to have more energy? Is it to be there for your kids? Is it to be more confident? Is it to know that you're not going to binge eat again? Like, conquer that? Like, what is it? And really get specific with your goals and really focus on where you want to be. And you just got to make a checklist every day and be like, I'm going to check these boxes, right? So for weight loss and fat loss and gaining muscle and feeling good, if that's your goal, right? These are some things that you could put on your checklist. So if it's a step goal, right? Hey, did I hit my step goal today? Maybe it's 5, 6, 7,000 steps, whatever it is. And then you can have something like, hey, did I hit my calories today? Boom. That's another thing in your checklist if you're counting calories. Another thing could be, hey, did I hit my protein? Okay. You have a protein goal. Did you hit your protein? You know, a couple more things, maybe like, hey, did I hit a strength training workout? Maybe you're doing three strength training workouts a week. Like, that's awesome. Like, that's any goal, right? In life, like, you got to think about, like, not the outcome, but the process. Like, what do you have to do every day to get closer to that goal? That was the mistake I made on my journey when I was losing weight. I was just not focusing on the process at all. Not at all. I was only focused on the outcome. I was like, right now I'm 270 pounds. I want to lose 100 pounds. I want to be smaller. I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. Like, that's all I cared about. And every day I stepped on the scale hoping it would go down. I still did the stuff I needed to do to lose weight, but I would have been so much less stressed out if I just had this mindset I do now. Like, my mindset when I first started out with health and fitness, it sucked. Like, it is so much better now. It is so much healthier now. I love it. But then again, you know, I was 18, 19 when I first started. And, you know, when you're 18 or 19, you don't really know a whole lot. But as I'm getting older, 26 now, I'm getting there. Almost 30, kind of. But yeah, as I'm getting older, I'm understanding I don't have to be a CrossFit athlete and, you know, prep all my meals, every meal, and never go out to eat again to lead a healthy lifestyle. Like, I don't need that. Like, that's extreme. I don't want to do that. Like, I want to go do normal stuff. Like, I'm not saying I'm not saying being a gym rat is bad or anything, or like spending hours in the gym. Like, that's cool. Like, the gym is great. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, sometimes you want to just go do fun stuff, or like, you know, do non-gym related stuff. But like, you still get those fitness benefits. Like, think about prioritizing your health and fitness. For me personally, now that I do activities, let's say you're going to the zoo, or let's say you're going to the park, or you're exploring a new part of downtown, like whatever it is, you're going to have those habits. So it's like, hey, walking around for long periods of time, it doesn't affect me as much. Like, I'm getting better at going long distances because you're practicing those steps, right? At least that's how I view it. Like, when there's like an outdoor activity or something, I'm confident that I'm able to do it because of just the, you know, just the level of fitness, I guess, I'm at. I don't know how I would describe it. But like, that's why I do this. Like, that's why I go to the gym and like, I do cardio. Like, that's why I do that, is because I want to reap the benefits of feeling good. Like, there's been days where I just sit and watch TV, you know, I'll sit and watch a bunch of movies or play video games and like not move my body a whole lot. And I'm like, ow, like it sucks. Like, it does not feel good. I don't miss that. I used to be huge nerd and I would just sit there, play video games all day, like as a teenager and like and that's all I would do. And I would just constantly feel like crap. And like, now that I know what it's like to feel good, it's just awesome. It's like, I don't want to feel that way again, feeling like crap. Like, when I had COVID, like in, last year or 2 years ago? Yeah, I was on my butt for like a week, just on the couch. And I'm like, this is boring. Like, this sucks. Like, I was like, I'm not taking moving my body for granted. So yeah, that was something I learned. It's like, sometimes something's got to go down for you to kind of open your eyes. So you're like, wow, I'm not taking that for granted. So yeah, that was me when I got sick. And me, when I don't move my body, like moving my body just makes me feel so much better. Also, like, just getting sunlight on your skin, that's huge. If you're somewhere where it's sunny, if you can get some sunlight, some vitamin D, that can help you feel good. That was something I struggled with. Like, I think the first winter I was here in Nebraska, it was just that seasonal depression came through. But like, I didn't take time to like go outside. I should have, like, get some fresh air, get some sunlight, even if it's cold. Like, staying inside all day, it's not fun. It's not healthy. I don't think it's healthy. But I understand a lot of people have office jobs. I work from home, so it's like, I feel you. But like, just trying to get outside, like using your break time, that could be a good thing too. Like, I know when I worked in an office at a digital marketing spot, I would just use my breaks or my lunch and I would just go on a walk. I mean, I would eat something, but also like go on a walk, or I would just eat at my desk, like during my shift. And then like that way during lunch and break, I could go on my walk and get my steps in. That's what I would do. But yeah, so it's just little things like that. You know, I know this podcast, this episode is all over the place. I don't care. I'm just going with it. This is my podcast. I'm just going to, say what I want to say. So let me just like kind of redial it in here though. Okay. I know we talked about clearing your plate. Let's just do a little summary here. I know we talked about clearing your plate. So basically, even clearing your kid's plate, like, you can save that for later. Like, if you want to save it or not, like, again, if your goal is weight loss, you understand that calories are super important. They're going to count whether you count them or not. So if you're not seeing progress right now, it's because somehow, some way, you're eating something that's not going accounted for, and you're not a bad person for this. You're okay, but like, I want to help you out, and like, you really got to be mindful and just be honest with yourself. Like, what am I doing? Why am I eating this? Am I even hungry right now? Am I eating it just because I don't feel like throwing it away? Your body is not a trash can, okay? Your body is a temple. No, I don't know. Yeah, so that's the thing with clearing your plate. And then the thing about the habits you learned as a kid, like, life is all about habits. Like, we do things subconsciously and like, it's a habit, right? It's a force of habit. But the only way to break a habit is you really sit down and like, give yourself time to work through it. Like, it's just like people with nicotine addiction. Like, they understand. Like, it's something that it's so hard to kick, but they understand like what the problem is. It's just having to distract yourself and like and not do it. Like, it's hard, right? It's calling you, right? It's just like junk food. I don't want to call it junk food. Not junk food. Like, you know, fast food. Nothing wrong with fast food every now and then. But I was a big fast food guy. Guys, I would eat fast food twice a day, every day, almost twice a day. Like, and now I eat it once a week, maybe, I don't know, around there. Not even, honestly. But yeah, it's something that takes time. Like, it's all about habits and reframing your mindset. I am someone who used to never care about my steps. I didn't care about hitting workouts. I didn't care about drinking enough water. I didn't care enough about fruits or veggies. I didn't care about protein. I didn't care about anything. But now I'm like, okay, well, I got to do all these things in order to feel good and you know, to maintain good health. I got to do these things. I'm an adult. I'm understanding now. It's like, if I don't do these things, I'm going to end up like my dad, you know, dead underground. Like, it's not a good place to be. So it's just like, I want to be alive. I want to be healthy. I want to live a long life. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is if I keep doing the same things I'm doing for the past few years consistently. But I would not be here today if I had a closed mindset or a fixed mindset and I just closed off the idea of being a healthy and fit person. Like, I had to remind myself, like, why am I doing this? Like, I'm tired of feeling like crap. I'm tired of not looking my best. Like, I know that, you know, not fitting into clothes, not, you know, not being confident, all these things. All these things, I'm like, I know I can do it. I know what I need to do. It's just showing up and doing it. And there were so many days I didn't want to go to the gym. So many days I didn't want to eat my meals. All my friends and family were eating whatever they wanted to eat because they didn't have 100 pounds to lose. So they didn't need to be mindful of their calories. I needed to be mindful of my calories because I was treating every single year of my life like a cheat meal and a cheat year. So it was time for me to buckle down and say, you know what? I need to be mindful of my calories. I've been eating in a surplus for so long. It's time for me to buckle down and start eating a bit less because I don't need all this body. Excuse me. I don't need all this energy on my body. And that's really what it comes down to, if I'm keeping it real with you. Like, it's so difficult to get out of that hole of leading an unhealthy life. But like, I'm telling you, you can do it. If I can do it, like, I swear you can do it. Like, it's not easy. It's not easy breaking from the norm. You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone, but you're going to crush it. All right. You got this. All right. I'm rooting for you. If you've listened this far, I appreciate the heck out of you. Like, wow. The fact that you're listening to me ramble about this stuff is awesome. If you found it helpful, maybe if you share this podcast with someone else, that'd mean a lot to me. And, yeah, appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time, all right? Peace.